أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the manner in which Yusuf alayhi salam was retrieved from the well by a group of travelers who traveled in that region or passed by that area where he was thrown and abandoned. It comes in the books of Tafsir that the brothers of Yusuf, after they had sold him to these travelers, they said to them that he is known to escape and flee. As you have seen, he has run away from his true masters. That's why it is absolutely necessary for you to tie him up and have him bound together so that he does not flee from you and make his way back to Canaan. So this is how they had taken Yusuf alayhi salam. They tied him up and they traveled all the way to Egypt with him. And it was at a distance of 8 days, an 8 days journey. Can you imagine what Yusuf alayhi salam must have experienced during that lengthy journey of his, not knowing where he is heading to? They arrive at Egypt. When they come to Egypt, they take him immediately to the slave market in Egypt and they start auctioning him. And people were prepared to pay whatever it was for Yusuf. People understood that this is a youngster who has great potential within him. And there were many people who came forward and bidded large, large sums of wealth. Some presented gold, others presented silk to the weight of Yusuf alayhi salam. Others presented musk and different type of very valuable commodities were presented and offered for Yusuf alayhi salam. The highest bidder. Again, this is the system and the plan of Allah. This is divine arrangement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest bidder was a person of great authority and political might in Egypt. The Quran has referred to him as the Aziz. Aziz is a title given to somebody who has assumed a very lofty and authoritative position. He was not the king of Egypt. He was not the Pharaoh. He was what we would call today the finance minister. So he was in charge of the resources of the land. Extremely wealthy person. He was the highest bidder and he had offered the largest sum of money to these people who were selling Yusuf alayhi salam. So he pays the amount and then he takes Yusuf alayhi salam and he plans of keeping him in the palace where he lives as a royal slave. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to ayah number 21 of Surah Yusuf. Allah says, and the one who purchased him, referring to the Aziz, the one who purchased him from Egypt, said to his wife, the Imra'ati, his name was Qitfir. This person, Aziz, who had purchased Yusuf alayhi salam, his name was Qitfir. And with regards to his wife, there are two names that are given in the books of Tafsir. The one is, her name could have been Ra'il, and the second is, and the more popular view is that her name was Zulaykha. So he comes to his wife Zulaykha with this young boy, and he says to her, Akrimi Matwah. We are not going to treat him as an ordinary slave. He will be a royal slave. Akrimi Matwah. Treat him gracefully. Make his stay a comfortable one. Asa ayyan fa'ana. He says that perhaps this youngster will be of benefit to us in the future. We never know. أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Or perhaps we will adopt him as a child. The two of them could not have children. they could not conceive a child. And the problem was with Qitfir, the husband himself. He could not father any children. And that is why he made the statement to Zulaykha that perhaps in the future we will adopt him as our own child. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And that is how we established Yusuf in the land. We established him. We gave him a place of comfort, a good lodging. And we established him in Egypt. And considering the future, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we established Yusuf in the land, this was the beginning of a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to eventually make him the highest authority in the land. وَكَذَلِكَ. Allah says, look at the divine arrangement from a well, from the depth of a dark, deserted well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up to such heights where he was now living in the palace of the highest authority of the land. مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we established Yusuf in the land. Why? Why did Allah choose this place? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to live in the palace of the Aziz? Allah says, وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِثِ. Yusuf alayhi salam was going to assume the position of the king of Egypt in the future. He was not going to go to any university to learn political science. And he came from Canaan, a nomadic Bedouin village. Now this youngster, Allah will one day use him to govern the affairs of a country, to be in charge of the resources. So Allah puts him in the palace of the Aziz. Why? While he's in the palace of the Aziz, what is he going to learn? He's going to learn politics. There are meetings that are going to take place there between the Aziz and the minister. There are discussions that the Aziz will have with others. There's planning and there's certain sciences that he will learn from the Aziz and from that home. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, deliberately we put him there. He'll grow up there. For many years he stayed in the home of the Aziz, monitoring, observing, learning. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. So this was his center of education, preparing him for the future, so that when the day comes for him to assume the position of the Aziz, he will have the knowledge to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so that we may teach him the interpretation of events. Also, the interpretation of events over here refers to the interpretation of the dreams along with other sciences and skills. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Allah says, Wallahu ghalibun ala amri means Allah is in charge of his matter. Don't for a single moment feel you are running your affairs and you are running your life. And you are in control of every situation. Allah says, look at this. Look at this. This is a glaring example before us. Allahu ghalib. Allah is all powerful and all has a full control. Ghalib means one who's completely above something. Ghalib. You call him a ghalib. The one who has full power and authority over something. Allah says, Allah is ghalib over his matter and his command and his planning. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But many people do not know this. They do not know the reality of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of their lives and every planning of their human existence on earth. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.